is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I really love native plants. I also love plants that are easy to grow and in some places spread. Two of my favorites are ground plum and partridge pea. Ground plum's Latin name is not quite as pretty, Astragalus crassicarpus. Sounds like I'm gargling. It is, however, fabulous for bee lawns. This is its third year in my landscape and some produced plums. Well, the truth is, they're not really plums, and I wouldn't eat it. It's a low-growing, spreading legume that prefers full sun and well-drained soils. It works as a ground cover and in rock gardens due to its short height and preference for dry soils. The plant grows to about 12 inches, but that's spread out, not up. It has small pinnate leaves and, in spring, clusters of pea-like blossoms with hues of lavender, purple, and white. The thick-walled seed pods rest on the ground and look like plums. The Dakota and Lakota Indians ate them, but I really wouldn't suggest it. I have lots of pictures, more information, and links about the ground plum on gardenbite.com. And now comes partridge pea. It's an annual native that self-seeds. This is my third year of having partridge pea, and it does spread. Some may call it invasive. I call it beautiful. I harvested some of the seeds and have placed some at the edge of my rain garden. Take a look at my website. The plant grows to about 2 feet tall and is loaded with yellow flowers that have a red center. The flowers attract bees and butterflies. Seed pods are eaten by game birds and songbirds. It's really fun to watch those seed pods burst in early fall and spread their seeds. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too, and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.